Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, I'd like to talk about the German election. And bear in mind, this is a country where everything is done by those who are in charge to make their inhabitants feel ashamed all the time over a relatively brief period in their history that was only slightly even to do with them, or it was to do with their ancestors. This is a country in which you can't walk down the street without little brass plaques just there, just within your line of sight, telling you that so-and-so lived here in the 40s and was taken to Auschwitz, or so-and-so lived here in the 40s and was taken to Treblinka, or whatever. Just so that almost on the unconscious level, every day, your own government is sapping your morale, your own government is making you feel guilty, your own government, your own people are telling you that you're a bad person, and you shouldn't dare stand up for yourself, or stand up for your children. It's as though those little plaques are saying to you, yeah, if your females are afraid to go outside because of huge numbers of Middle Eastern young men, you kind of deserve that. Yeah, if your home, your area is overwhelmed with crime so that you can't have a happy life, you kind of deserve that. Yeah, maybe the fact that about one third of German women were sexually assaulted by Russian soldiers as they made their way through to invade Germany in the 40s, maybe they kind of deserved that, because they were German. So, I'm quite pleased that the fight back has finally begun, and it's taken a great deal to bring about that fight back. And those who are black-pilled about this, I think, shouldn't be. And that's what I'm going to look at today. Before I do that, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube, and subscribe to my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base content, in-person interviews, films I make, vlogs, all kinds of stuff, my Dutton's Digest, once a week, a digest, and if you like what I do, you support for the cost of a pint of beer a month, a German beer, or English beer, depending on your preference. Okay, back to the video. So, it's actually gone quite well, and I want to look at why. What we've got, the results are in, at the last election, the AfD, two elections ago, the AfD barely existed. At the last election, the AfD got 10.4% of the vote. That is now up to 20% of the vote in the Bundestag. And they are the second largest party in the Bundestag. The CDU, the Christian Union, Christian Democrats, got 28%. But a big part of that is because of just the stupidity and high conscientiousness and hatred of change of old people, basically of boomers. So they're going to vote for the CDU because they always have done, or they're going to vote for the left because they're SDP or whatever, because they always have done. So that can kind of be, you know, they will gradually die off. So it's what's more important is what's happening with slightly younger people. And there we see the rise of the AfD on 20% of the vote. I suspect it will go up from there. All of the other parties pretty much have done very badly. The SPD have gone from 120 seats down to 206. The Greens from 118 to 85. And the Free Democrats, who are a kind of libertarian party, have gone from 92 to naught. They've been eliminated on 82% turnout. And again, in terms of the voting patterns of the age groups, those aged 25 to 34, 23% voted for the AfD, the highest. 34 to 44, 26% voted for the AfD, again, the highest. 18 to 24, they only got 21%. They were outvoted by the far left, by voters for the Link Party, the left party. But it's it must be remembered that those people that 18 to 24 are presumably massively foreign. To an unprecedented extent among German German people, those aged 18 to 24, that cohort are going to be hugely foreign. So of course they're going to be more likely to vote for the left. The left are, for them, voting for the left is the foreign right. For them, a left wing party is in their nationalistic interests, as Moroccans, as Turks, as Algerians, as Syrians, as whatever they happen to be. even among homosexuals, interestingly. And there is some studies indicating that homosexuals can be quite group selected and because they're relatively religious compared to heterosexuals, and they're relatively conscientious. 27% voted for the AFD, 27.9%, which was again the highest of any party among gays. So it's like they're finding their Strasserite. They're finding their Strasserite inner soul. And we see that, in general, therefore, the movement is to the AFD, and it is a movement among the young. And I suspect that the very young are just highly polarised because there's so many of them are foreign. This is an important result, then. And it's also important because you've got to remember that in psychology, it's been found that once about 20% of people, if a group is seen as up and coming, if a group is seen as increasing, if a group is seen as rising up, as growing, then once it reaches about 20%, then the perception is that that is definitely the way the wind is blowing. That's the way it's moving. That's what's going on. And that tends to be, that 20% tends to be a tipping point. At 20%, people notice, the more socially perceptive, notice the way the wind is blowing and they want to get on board. And if that 20% has a sense of power, has a sense of certainty, has a sense that it's the future, then it will be seen as the future. And people then tend to move over to that 20% quite quickly, creating a huge shift, a huge cultural shift once you reach 20%. And studies have indicated that's the case with experiments where you show people two pictures with two lines in it and you say that one is longer than the other. And everyone agrees that one is longer than the other. And then a plant in it will say, no, I think the other one's longer, even though it isn't. And then eventually one-fifth of people are saying, or plants, are saying, oh, I think the one that's shorter is longer. And then the people that are not the plants, the people that are that are just in the experiment, then start shifting over very quickly to the new perspective. So 20% is very important. And let us also remember that it's not 20% everywhere. It's 20% in Germany, or 21%. It's 21% in Germany overall. In parts of East Germany, the AfD have won overwhelmingly. In Sul, they are 43% of the vote. In Zwickau, they got 40% of the vote. And in general, in East Germany, they are the largest party in all, or almost all, East German voting districts with at least one third of the vote. So it seems to me the shift is going to be towards them. And what will make this even better is that, of course, the Christian Democrats who have won the election are cucks. The Christian Democrats are cowards. The Christian Democrats are full of shame. The Christian Democrats are the kind of people that have been taken in by these plaques that they see every day. And they are going to reject any kind of coalition with the AfD, which would damage them. It inherently damages a small party to be a small party in a large coalition. As we saw with the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives in the 2010-2015 coalition, the small party get blamed and they lose support. So it's a bad thing for the AfD to go into coalition government, and they shouldn't go into coalition government, and they won't, because they will be blocked out by the other 80%. They will be blocked out by a cordon sanitaire, whereby the Christian Democrats will probably form a coalition with the left, with the result that the AfD will be the opposition and will be able to harry the government all the time as the government, who do not have a two-thirds majority and therefore won't be able to do anything about anything, won't be able to do anything. Their hands will be tied. They will be in inertia as Germany continually becomes a failed state wherein there are attacks by Muslim fundamentalists and such like just every day. And I suspect it will simply get worse and worse and worse. There will be 4 or 5 years of nothing happening, of nothing being able to be done, of quality of life going down, of crime going up, of women being attacked, of everything telling the German people, yes, the AfD are right. They are right. They are clearly right. And the AfD will be in opposition, in glorious opposition, unable to be blamed for anything. But it's not as if they refused to go into the government. It's not as if they refused to, which from a political perspective, perhaps they should. But no, they were refused entry into the government by this cordon sanitaire, by this virtue signalling idea that they've had in Germany since the war. Are you ready for the future of the West?